Hello and welcome to Heat We're Obsessed With podcast, where we cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly every Friday. There's more gossip in the magazine, which is out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7, and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. I'm Lydia Batham, one of Heat's reporters, and today I'm joined by Heat Magazine's Katie Holloway.
Hello.
And Heat Magazine, and Heat's other reporter, Lucy Ford.
Hi.
Who we're starting with today, you. Lucy Ford is practically famous.
Stop you are it. The top headline.
You are all over the internet. And if you haven't seen it, it's because Lucy wrote a dissertation on Legally Blonde back in the day, 4 years ago. And she met Reese Witherspoon the other day and decided to present it to her with pink ribbon.
And it was scented. I don't even have words to describe how fantastic it was. Like, we've all been talking about it in the office. We've all been talking about how annoyed we are we didn't write our dissertation on someone that's either alive or we have the chance to meet. Like, it's, you have to watch the clip of it because it is just sensational. Like, how did you feel?
I don't know. I feel like everyone was like, you must have been really nervous. And I was like, oh, I didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, it's not like you wrote horrible things about her.
Oh no, it was a 15,000 word love letter to her. Like, I think my dissertation tutor at one point was like, Lucy, like, you really need to start being impartial, like, this is unprofessional. Which I've kept, you know, unprofessionalism is like the way I do things now. I don't know, I feel like we kind of thought, I honestly thought that, like, cool if anyone cares, but I thought it would just be me. Yeah. My friends from uni and my mum would finally feel like uni was worth it for me. But yeah, it's like on it's half everywhere. A million views or something. Insane.
It's been on BuzzFeed. It's been on E! Like, it was the fact, because I obviously follow Lucy on Twitter. And so I was seeing it all come up. And then I was like, no, hang on. It's just coming up on my normal followers now.
Stop
like,
it.
BuzzFeed,
no.
Posting it. E! News were posting it.
I know. Like, time?
I was thinking, does it feel weird that it's like, journalist gives her dissertation, where you're like, that's me, guys.
That's me.
Say,
I know, I've had loads of my friends message me being like, from my course, who are like, you are literally the only one who's done anything useful with your dissertation. Or like, and like, the weird thing is people actually want to read it, which now I'm like, oh my god, what if it's actually terrible though? Like, what if there's like a million spelling mistakes, and also I've like completely got feminism wrong.
You got first, I think you're okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
What if they were just being nice? Oh, no. And then people have like quoted my dissertation at me, and like some reporter quoted my dissertation in an article and scoured my LinkedIn.
No way.
It's really mad.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And now I'm like, I should really update my LinkedIn because I don't think I've been on it in a year.
I always so particularly love how you're getting like the full name check, because Lucy has to have her middle name on her Twitter. And so she's now Lucy Jane Ford, just to let you know.
Oh, I'm
forevermore,
so
we will need to add in your middle name.
I know, so a reporter was like, oh, so you don't go by Lucy Jane Ford? And I was like, no, I go by Lucy Ford. Like, it's just that Lucy Ford is a ridiculously common name. As is Lucy Jane Ford, it's also a stupidly common name.
But Reese knows it, so that's all that matters.
I hope so.
And in front of Oprah and Mindy Kaling as well.
We should clarify. So this was for the Wrinkle in Time, a Wrinkle in Time junket.
Yeah.
So it's but Mindy Kaling, Reese Witherspoon and Oprah Winfrey. But that's just to make the point that she not only did this to Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey had to sit by and not be centre of attention.
Yeah, and like, okay, so I've only clipped out at the moment the bit at the beginning when I told her, gave her the dissertation, and then the bit at the end where she asks if it's centred. There is a whole 5 minute interview in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like me and Oprah got on as well as Lucy Ford and Oprah can get on. Which is an absurd sentence. But in that clip, like, she doesn't look happy. And a lot of people have been like, wow, Oprah
Shade.
Does not give a shit.
Yeah, she's like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh, it's not about me. But then actually, Oprah is referenced in it. And that's at the end, cool. Not on camera, she is flicking through it and finds the bit where she's referenced. And also in, like, her very, like, low Oprah way, like, read out the title of it to me.
Wow. Oh, you have to clip that up and make it your ringtone.
It's
or something.
Not on camera. That's for me. It's just for me and
special memory.
The random camera people in the room who were like, seriously, you need to leave now.
You've been interviewed about this as well. I mean, we're interviewing you a little bit now, but like,
this is really,
that
really weird.
Having the tables turned. Yeah. Are you quite glad you're normally on our side?
Oh my god, 100%. I feel like, why does anyone care about me? Like, anytime someone asks a question, I'm like, do you really care? It's really weird. I don't know if I like it. Now I have like a newfound sympathy for like Reese Witherspoon, who I already love.
I think it's because it's everyone's dream. Like, first of all, that you were brave enough to write your dissertation on Legally Blonde. Like, everyone wants to write it on their, like, most favourite film. Yeah. And then the fact that you get to show your love, like...
It was full circle for me.
It's
That's
just
all
incredible.
It was. I was like, oh, this seems like a silly thing not
like,
to do.
Exactly.
Because
why wouldn't you?
Cried actual tears over this piece of paper. Like, she needs to see it. Even if she just threw it away, I would have been like, okay. Uh-uh. And then it was, yeah, just find it weird that people actually care.
Oh, don't find it weird. Embrace it. Yeah. Love it. Cherish it.
We might see you on, like, next Big Brother or something.
Someone was like, you are now as famous as, like, the last person who went in Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah,
which
definitely.
Is, like, is it?
It's like, oh, that girl that wrote that thing one. She's in it.
We'll be talking about you before you know it on this podcast without you here rather than with you in the room. And we'll
this
only
is
have
such
nice
a way to be like,
to say,
we want you off the podcast.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. We're all jealous of your success, Lucy. No, I'm joking. We're
amazing.
Actually very supportive
Congrats.
Friends and we're really, really proud.
Thanks, guys. This means a lot to me. I am really, like, I feel like I just need, like, a nap because I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I can't handle the love.
Have you had notifications off for a while on, you know, on your phone or something? Or have you kept them on?
I've kept them on, but...
Wow. Is it insane?
This is going to sound like such a dick thing to say, but that's actually, fine. Like, it breaks your phone having...
Really?
Yeah. Because also it's like, I'm normally checking my Twitter, like, 24/7 anyway because I have no life. But, like, going to sleep last night, I was like, I'm not going to be on my phone for eight hours. And I woke up this morning...
All those little red blobs.
And, like, literally my, like, Twitter was, like, freaking out because I just think, like, it, the sheer number, like, it had to update and so it just didn't, which is fine.
It was like, no.
It was like, well, we're just not going to tell you. Yeah. And so it was like, you have two notifications. And I was like, oh, okay, that died quickly.
And it was, like, two notifications, like, jammed. But, I get that. Sometimes it's like, you've got two notifications, but in actual fact, it's like...
Thousands
yeah. in one. They just combined them.
So, yeah, that was weird. But it was weird, like, yeah... My phone is kind of like, my phone is already basically a landline. Like, it already basically has to be connected to a charger at all times because it's so rubbish. And now, like...
So this could be its demise.
This could literally be, like, my phone explodes.
Maybe with your new fame, you'll get sent a free phone or...
I mean,
come on.
Wouldn't that be a dream?
The dollar bills start rolling in.
I know.
Lucy becomes an influencer.
Oh, my God, can you imagine? Someone literally was like, Lucy, have you checked if your name is taken on Instagram? Because my Instagram name isn't my name. And I was like...
Oh, yeah.
No. Because mine's just like a stupid name that I gave myself. And they were like, you should change it. And I was like, oh, I really like my stupid name that I've got, but I don't think I'd change it for this.
You're not changing.
You're
staying
not changing
humble.
Who I am, guys.
Staying on the ground.
I'm always going to be Shamblecat if you want to follow.
Amazing. Oh,
love it. Okay. Shall we talk about the other things that have happened in the showbiz world? Much
yes,
as we could talk
back
about this
down
for
to
the
earth.
Entire
Absolutely.
Podcast. So Zayn and Gigi, it's done. It's over.
How sad, the most boring couple in the world.
I know, so true.
I mean, it's nice that two boring people found each other, but
and two beautiful people. It was nice looking at them.
Yeah, and I bet that it was nice for them to be able to look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
And then occasionally look at themselves in a mirror together.
I mean, in what way are you talking about?
I just mean like getting ready.
Just
I don't
getting ready, just putting some pictures.
But also, what did
mirror,
they do except just
shots.
Look at each other and have sex? Like,
yeah, it's too true.
Yeah, so it's been just over 2 years and it got broken in a newspaper, but then they released statements.
Yeah, which were like the most boring statements in the world. It was like, oh, we don't know how to express how much we loved each other, but now no, we're over.
No. Yeah, and also...
That's
just
a really great teaching.
That really was.
Or Zayn.
Yeah.
And Zayn was like, I wish it had come from us.
I know.
Because the sun broke it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Cheeky.
The sun get everything.
How do they know?
I know.
They're like, honestly... Like rivaling Russia for spies.
They really are. I think
I'm not
kidding.
They have plants everywhere, like in the people's houses.
I'm sure they do. Well, I'm sure they do.
Maybe it's actually Gigi. Maybe it's Yolanda, her mum.
Who knows? It probably is. Maybe it's like a Kris Jenner type thing.
Oh.
Do you think it's friendly? As it seems.
Well,
it seems
I think
pally.
Yeah, it does, but I think there's more to it because Zayn's being really weird on Instagram now. He's like he does post a lot of selfies anyway, but he's been quite quiet for a while, probably because he's been going through a breakup. But he in like the last day he's posted about 10 selfies, all looking really moody, and he posted that one that said when life throws you lemons, catch them so they don't hit you in the effing face. I was like,
so wild.
Cool.
But does he write his own songs?
Because that's not a gem. Yeah.
I think pretty much anything, a lot of the One Direction boys, there's a few of them, one we'll talk about later as well, who just, don't actually seem to have much cool about them. No. He's shredded. Like, he hasn't got an ounce of fat on him.
He really doesn't. He's
Has
a
he
lean
always
machine.
Been that.
He's always been quite skinny, but then I think he's built up the muscle more.
Yeah. He's built himself up.
Yeah, to nothing.
From the inside out.
He's preparing for single life, maybe.
Oh. Yeah. I'm interested. I've already seen that Perry Edwards, his ex, she posted like a gallery of selfies this afternoon. That's obviously like, oh, by the way, I'm still here and gorgeous.
She is gorgeous as well.
She is.
And she's loved up, on the Brits red carpet. I'd never seen Little Mix in person before. She is gorgeous. Yeah. Like, she has got the most incredible body. We were, in the non-creepy way, just, looking at her.
Leering.
Leering, basically, just like, I want to be you.
Yeah,
I
know.
They all are.
I know,
but she's also doing okay.
Yeah.
She
I think it was just
fine.
A little, like...
I know, a little... who wouldn't do that?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because who else gets the, to revel in their ex-boyfriend going through a public breakup. Do you know what I mean? Like, publicly
after how awful their breakup was as well. It's like, screw you.
He did not treat her well during that breakup.
No, not at all.
So I hope they kind of stay single for a while, because I don't want to see Zayn with someone else. Ugh, can't be bothered.
Yes, or is it going to be when The Weeknd broke up with Bella Hadid and he just immediately started dating Selena Gomez?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and then soon as that
imagine
ended,
if it was Bella Hadid. He moved on to the sister. Oh, God, that. No, too terrible. No,
too terrible. Too terrible.
But also amazing.
Yeah.
He had a tattoo of her eyes, didn't he?
Yeah, right in the middle of his chest.
But it's not like he's not done that before. He had a tattoo that was Perry.
He's got Perry.
Like, when
Think
will you
it
learn?
Through.
There's one thing I remember. I mean, I was very young at this time, but anyone, when I was a teenager, I don't know why people were doing this, it got an initial or anything that was dedicated to a boyfriend or girlfriend, that relationship never worked.
Yeah.
It's just the general rule. If you've got a tattoo of your partner's name, but
It's true.
But I just think it's testing fate.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just find it strange. Again, I do not have a tattoo of any of my exes, but why do you need to have a tattoo?
I always think,
if you love them, surely just you feel it anyway.
Yeah, you're not.
You don't need to look down and be like,
anymore.
Oh yeah, Gigi, right?
What did she look like? Oh yeah,
sweet. She's got nice eyes.
It's so weird.
It's so insane. Or just write a letter,
take
photos,
get a picture,
get a photo album.
It's a bit weird. Like, when you think about the fact that to look into her tattooed eyes, he has to look at himself in the mirror.
Ooh.
I bet there's some psychology in that.
Very deep. Talking about another One Direction member, as I hinted at earlier, Liam Payne performed at the Commonwealth Day service.
Obviously.
He is everywhere.
He is
like a virus.
I tell you, he's everywhere except
he's Australian
home with his baby boy.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh. So he fist bumped the musicians when they finished playing, and then Harry apparently turned to Meghan and raised a bit of an eyebrow, which caused Meghan to laugh.
Hilarious. Because Liam Payne is constantly trying to be cool, constantly trying. Mm. So the fist bumps just look really awkward. And it's what I love is it was in Westminster Abbey, it was very serious, the Queen was there. And Harry's just so, slowly turns and raises an eyebrow. And Meghan, it's like the two kids in school, in class, who can't stop laughing and they know they're not supposed to be laughing. And she's just sniggering away and he just, turns back, nailed it.
Do you think that's the first time the Queen has ever seen a fist bump?
Has she seen a mic
Prince
drop?
Prince Philip probably
she?
Does it all the time. Tonight,
Liz. Come on. And she's like, I simply won't.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Queen knows all this stuff. She's on
it. Yeah, true.
I'd love if her and Phil had a secret handshake.
Oh, my God. Try and find out.
I'm sure the son has got some sleuths in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't blame Harry. I actually think this also shows a real nice, genuine side to Harry and Meghan's relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, we're all buzzing.
And I think Harry had got quite serious recently because he'd got engaged and obviously he's kind of having to do more of the dutiful job thing. It was quite nice to see a little bit of old Harry, cheeky Harry.
Because we don't want them as a couple, Harry and Meghan, to get too safe. I've always felt that's kind of where Kate and Will have to sit, don't
they?
Whereas we need a bit of fun.
That's what we love about them.
They have the best of both worlds, I guess, in that they have this incredible life of luxury, but they don't have not, he's not gonna be king one day.
Yeah,
so he can just do whatever he wants within reason, obviously.
It's a bit freer,
sometimes he's made mistakes, but they can actually have fun, whereas Kate and Will's can't, and they have to keep their fun to their
their four walls. Do you know what I mean? Like their house inside.
You always hear rumour that they are more fun behind the scenes.
Yeah, because apparently Kate dressed up as Cheryl Cole once. Did we know that?
Oh my God, no.
What? I think it's in Cheryl's book, so who knows how true it is. But that she, at some like party, she dressed up as Cheryl, Fight for This Love, and like did it karaoke.
Oh my God.
How amazing is
that? I would pay for that budget.
Like, with, like, legs out and everything.
The trousers that had the slit down the front.
Yeah. And the red jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that look. That's brilliant.
I bet
Kate
would look great in
she
that.
Would.
Royal
she would. She also could really pull off a Cheryl look quite easily. She's got the hair and everything ready to go.
Great bone structure.
Great bone structure. Great bone structure. And but apparently she's got a dirty humour, sense of humour. That's what Harry said once upon a time. Okay, so there we go. So are we talking about whether Harry's inappropriate or whether Liam's inappropriate to fist bump in front of
the
Queen?
I wondered if, we kind of said it, I guess, if we thought Harry was inappropriate, but, at the service, it was a very serious service. But, I guess, what you're saying about Liam being inappropriate, I kind of was on that bandwagon because there was a spoken poet there, there was, a Ghanaian drum collective, and then it was, Liam Payne. I thought, why is this boy from Wolverhampton representing the Commonwealth?
He reminds me of that whole thing of let's go fist bump. It reminds me of a teacher trying to be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Harry and Meghan are the students that are mate, cut it out.
Yeah, true.
But I feel sorry for them because that was just a look that got captured on camera and they can't do anything without being filmed now. So you're not even allowed to have any kind of human reaction to things in case you're being filmed, which I just think would send you insane even for an hour to be must stay stony-faced or clap where appropriate. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I've got such an expressive face. I'm just giving everything away instantly. I've sat in press conferences before and someone asks a question that I'm really what the hell? What are you getting at here?
Yeah.
And my face just contorts and I'm I'm sure everyone knows that I disapproved of that question.
Why not?
So we in the mag. Everyone's been talking about keeping it in the family. Can you fill us in on this?
Yeah. So this is a feature that I wrote. So that's easy to talk about.
Hey. This is a sharing podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's
show and
got
tell.
Their moment. This podcast.
So basically, there's so many celebrities that we didn't realise have family members on the payroll.
Yeah.
I think the most famous one was Tom Cruise had his sister as his publicist. The year that it went wrong.
Ooh.
So basically the year that he jumped up and down on Oprah's sofa, your friend Oprah.
Bez.
And he talked about, he revealed his Scientology demons and all of that. So she got fired after a year.
He fired his sister.
Well,
that is awkward.
That's the awkward thing with employing someone.
Yeah.
But we've got some other interesting ones are Elena Ora, who is Rita's big sister. So 16-year-old Rita Ora fired her manager. She already had one at 16. And Elena just took over and has been her manager ever since and is director of all of her brands, which is, quite handy to have.
She's doing well because Rita Ora, is insanely popular.
Yeah.
She keeps, she's the best at promoting herself.
She really, and she's best friends with everyone.
Absolutely everyone. And
she's
is also like Liam Payne everywhere.
Yeah, she, well,
and
yeah.
they've worked together.
We also have a great one is you have to buy the mag to see how similar some of these people look as well. One of them was Penelope Cruz's sister Monica actually stood in for her on Pirates of the Caribbean 5, the one that no one's seen, or 4.
I think it's 4. Who knows?
When Penelope was pregnant, so she couldn't be in it because the bump kept getting into shots. So they had to either green screen the bump or use Monica.
Oh, wow.
And Monica's in it. And
so it's just Penelope's face and Monica's body.
But I think it was more long shots as
From a distance and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they have body doubles in general. My friend's been a body double before.
Really?
Yeah.
For who?
Keira Knightley.
Oh,
Imitation Game. Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Mm. That's amazing.
That's how she made friends with Benny.
Oh,
not Benny. I'm not friends with him. She knows him very well.
I'm sure he'd be fine with it.
Yeah. And another really similar looking one is Tom Hanks's brother Jim, who also has a very similar voice to him because he does a lot of the Woody stuff for Toy Story, but obviously not the actual film, but there's video games and, the pull string merchandise and everything. So Tom's just too busy being Tom Hanks. So Jim steps in.
That's amazing. So he gets all the glory.
Cool. I know.
Tom Hanks.
But would you employ a sibling? Or a parent? There's a lot of momages as well.
I don't think I'd employ a parent. I think I would maybe employ my sister because we're very close, but not in like a way that I feel like I couldn't tell her to shut up.
It depends. Like I definitely tap on the resources that my siblings have on a regular basis. I'm like, hello. One of them's a doctor, so he gets lots of phone calls about anything that's wrong with me. Like my sisters-in-law's a lawyer, so I'm like, hey.
Oh, very useful. Hey, I've broken all the laws.
Yeah. Literally once, and it wasn't actually what I was. I was literally asking for some, I think it was someone else needed contract advice, but I contacted my my sister-in-law. She was like, if anyone's in criminal trouble, I know criminal lawyers. It's okay. And I was like, oh, it's not that far. It's all right.
Can you help me hide a body?
Yeah, no, it's literally just like, I just need someone to look over a contract for me.
So
I think that's more useful. Mm. I don't think I'd want them getting involved in like my day-to-day.
Yeah,
like,
the thing with celebrities is their personal life is so mixed up with their professional life. So I feel like that's too much sometimes.
Then I guess it must be hard to know if other managers are looking out for your best interests or their best interests, and maybe someone in the family is more likely to...
Even then, it doesn't always work. Like, one of the examples was Ariel Winter, who actually emancipated herself from her mother because that got very nasty.
But that's a child star thing where it comes down to was the parent.
And Selena Gomez is another one. Her mum and stepdad were her managers and they are no longer. Mm. She fired them. Imagine having to have that conversation.
Oh my God, that's so awkward. Like, over dinner.
I love you as a mum, but...
Didn't Beyonce used to be... She was managed by family as well and had to do similar things.
Yeah. Isn't that what Survivor's about? About her dad? Well, that's one of the theories, that because she fired her dad as her manager and then they did Survivor where she's like, thought I wouldn't thrive without you.
Oh, yeah,
I'm thriving.
Of course.
Yeah.
She thrived.
Yeah,
she thrived.
If there's one thing Beyonce did, it's thrive.
In case you didn't know, we can break that story. I've seen a few times as well, and I don't know if they're employed by them, but for instance, I've interviewed John Boyega before, and 100% like his family is in the room. Aww. So like I remember he was talking about his family saying something, and this little girl that was sat over there, or like over in the corner, just kind of like, perked up and was like, hey, no, I didn't say that or whatever. And I was like, okay, I don't know if that's just he brings them along for the ride or...
They're kind of like his hype guy.
Oh,
I think.
Amazing.
I feel like with John Boyega, I have met him once, so I have no way of saying if I know him. But like, I feel like he probably needs his family to keep him in check a little bit. Because I bet like with the Star Wars thing, I bet they were like, you are going to get a big head.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure you don't say anything stupid in an interview that's going to make you sound like arrogant.
I do.
And he does come out across pretty well.
I do think he's really close with his family as well, from the impression that I've got, like on the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like red carpet. No one else is really posing with their family, and he literally is there with like baby nephew, like kisses him. He kissed him, and I was like, oh, I just melt. Sorry,
it was so cute.
But yeah, I think it must be really challenging. But I think it's probably, I don't know, is it the smart thing to do?
I don't know.
I think it has to be a friend or a family member, but then I think friend is more awkward because at least with family, if you fall out. Most times you can get over it.
That is thicker than water.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like with a friend, if they were like not doing their job right, it'd be really awkward.
The end of it. Yeah, true.
Well, the most extreme example of a mum managing a group of people is Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I didn't even put her in the feature because I thought it was redundant.
I mean, everyone knows.
Just like, by the way, she's like the umbrella of it, isn't she? The momager.
Khloe Kardashian has had a pretty epic baby shower.
Yeah, she had a mental baby shower. I really want to know the exact number of flowers that were involved because if you've seen any pictures, it was like floor to ceiling covered in pink rose. I think they were roses. I don't know, pink flowers. Like, can you imagine if you had hay fever? What that must have been like?
I would be a mess.
Yeah, my allergies. I would have had a swollen head. But anyway, it looked stunning. She had like a huge topiaried elephant and mama elephant and baby elephant. It seemed to have a kind of wildlife theme because there were little tiny like place settings that were like tigers and lions and stuff. It was very cute, but just crazy.
Well, they
must
can't
cost
do anything
so
by
much
halves.
Money. The amount of flowers.
I know.
Their florist is like,
Jeff, isn't it? Jeff Lethem.
Who is married to Colton Haynes.
Really?
Yeah, the I don't know who he is, but he's just like a hot
he's
guy.
Like a yeah. Yeah. He's a name.
He's like a hot MTV actor. And they got, there was a really, like, they got married and they had obviously loads of flowers. After a while, wouldn't you think he'd be like, okay, I'm kind of over the flowers.
Was it filmed? Like, was it?
I think so.
Because I always, do you think they like expense it against the production budget? No, so they don't actually have to pay all that much.
Chloe Instagrammed a few pictures afterwards and one of them happened to have a casual hashtag ad. So it was hashtag ad, thank you so much, Amazon, for the amazing event. So Amazon paid for the baby shower.
What?
Wow. I know. You'd think they'd have their own money for their own baby shower.
Well, streaming services truly run the world, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Amazon is
if
more than a
If they are paying for
service.
The Kardashians, that's scary.
It's
that's
so
like the mafia.
Unfair. Like, they've got all this money and then they just get things for free. Like, come on.
And there's me being like, oh, I can't invite my friends for brunch for my birthday because it would just be too expensive for them.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Oh, God. And also, apparently, she's registered over $90,000 worth of baby gifts. So she's not buying them herself. She wants other people to buy them for her.
I didn't know this was a thing. I thought, I don't know if it's American or if it's Kardashian or what, but I get it for a wedding. But do you register for baby gifts?
I've never heard of it, but I know people buy gifts for babies.
But you just let them sort it out themselves.
Yeah. It's like a nice gesture. I feel like weddings, I'm a bit like, oh, that's, I don't know, there's a tradition to weddings, obviously, because it's a whole ceremony. Mm. I feel like, I'm going to sound like an awful person, but like, why do I care about your baby? But do you know what I mean? Like, that's like, there's a whole ceremony involved in weddings that you're like, of course I'll buy you a gift because you're starting your life together with babies.
And also, they've spent a lot of money on you being there. Like, they've paid for your food and a lot of your drink. Yeah.
But I feel like gifts is nice, but registering, it's like, it just feels like, you're going to buy me a gift. Yeah. I'm going to point you in the right direction. It just feels very insincere. I don't know.
And so it's apparently a $10,000 crib.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's mad. I hope he's going to outgrow
blankets,
it.
Yeah. I know.
And a nearly 1,500 leather jacket for the baby.
That is cute though.
Mm. Cute for the week that she'll fit in it.
There's no point spending money on baby's clothes.
I know.
Sorry if people do. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I was in Morrison's today. They have some very nice baby stuff. It's like £4.
Yeah.
I'll send some, Chloe.
Could you imagine if we like gifted her some like bargain stuff?
She'd have no idea.
Can you imagine if it was her Instagram, like hashtag ad, thanks Morrison's for the baby clothes?
Nutmeg range.
I would not put it past that happening. No, yeah. Morrison's, they probably can't afford that. I can't imagine how much it costs to advertise with a Kardashian.
Oh my God.
It must be thousands. But why is Chloe not happy with her sisters?
Well, you may have to buy the magazine next week, but rumour has it that they were not interested at all. I mean, as we've all just said,
they've got their
they
own
basically
babies.
Didn't really care, didn't really want to be there, didn't really join in.
Out baby showered out at this point. Like, they had Kim's, they had Kylie's, and there's been so many babies that they're like, oh, another one? Oh, I forgot.
Well, that's, did you see the clip of, I think this might have been on a previous podcast, but when Chloe found out she was having a girl,
she's just so like, unimpressed.
Oh. And she's like, really? Really? Oh, I really thought I was having a boy. It's like, but be a bit happier.
You're being filmed.
She's going to see this at some point. Oh, God.
Oh, can you imagine?
So maybe that's why she went for the huge party. Like,
yeah.
I really am happy.
Yeah.
Let's play some non-monetary bet. Well, let's play some non-monetary bets. Any guesses on the name? What are you thinking? What would
Chloe
do?
See, she said that she wants it to be a K or a T that it begins with.
Okay.
So I'm going with Katie.
Oh.
Or Tatey. That is actually a nickname I had. So.
Really?
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
A toddler couldn't say Katie, so they call me Tatey.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I can't think of any names that haven't already been taken.
By one of the many Kardashians.
It will be something different, won't it?
I reckon it'll be a T. Is that for Tristan?
Yeah. So if it was a boy, it was going to be Tristan Jr.
Oh, I see. Chloe Jr.
But
Tristiana.
I can imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no one saw Stormy coming.
No.
So it's truly all bets are off.
But I just have
a
feeling.
There's a lot of weather themes. Is there anything in the weather?
Ooh.
With a K or a T?
Tornado?
Tide. No.
Tornado.
Oh, my God.
Tornado. His last name is Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Tornado Thompson is a fantastic name.
That is amazing. Tawny.
Tawny.
Tawny is cute, like a tawny owl.
Yeah.
Oh, Tawny. Oh, yeah, okay.
You're welcome,
Chloe. We've got it going.
Lucy Ford. Lucy Jane Ford has got that one, just to let you know. I've actually never wanted a celebrity to name their child with my name. Because I think there'd be too many Lydias and I would not know what to do. Yeah. Anytime anyone says the name near me, I'm like, hello, that must be me.
You'd want to prove you were the OG.
One of my friend's friends had a baby, I think, like, honestly, a week before Courtney had Penelope, and she named her daughter Penelope. Oh. And then she was so mad when Courtney named hers Penelope.
You could just change it. It doesn't know.
We're not that attached to it. Yeah. She's just like, no, this was mad. Because it's not that usual a name now. Like, Penelope's not that common.
Oh, although they're getting, names are getting really classic in this country.
Oh. I do love an old fashioned name.
Mm, me too.
An Ethel.
Yeah, that's my great.
A Vera. Oh.
An Edith. Yeah, I love them.
Look at all these names. Anyway, I doubt if I'll be really surprised if it's an Edith or
Vera. Ethel Kardashian.
Vera, fun fact.
Ethel Kardashian.
We can loop ourselves straight back to the beginning, but Vera is in fact Mindy Kaling's real name.
First name. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, full circle.
I Not a single one of them is named like of Mindy Kaling, Reese Witherspoon and Oprah are actually go by their real
I know the Oprah
names.
One. What's the Reese Witherspoon one?
Laura.
She's no. Laura Jean.
Laura Jean.
Just, she is a just Laura Jean or Laura Jean Witherspoon?
Witherspoon. And then Reese was her mother's maiden name.
Oh, wow. I've learned so much.
We've taught you lots of fun facts today. So this was We're Obsessed With, which comes out weekly every Friday. There's loads more showbiz gossip in the magazine, which obviously there you can find all the families that keep people employed. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.